Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's talk some Wisconsin Herd basketball, some Bucks basketball, as we've got Brian Butch, who now joins us. You remember the name. He's now an assistant coach for the Wisconsin Herd and co-host of BJ and the Bear on 95.3 and 99.1, the Score up in Appleton, our fine affiliate. Brian, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Trying to get as warm as you are in Arizona.
I got to tell you, it's nice today. I know people here kind of freak out when it's in the 60s, but I'll take it any day of the week as opposed to what we got back home. But give me kind of the lowdown on the Herd season so far, because you guys have had some guys shuffle. DiVincenzo shuffled, DJ Wilson shuffled. You got numerous guys that have kind of shuffled in and out, and your responsibility is to not only make the Herd better, but to get those guys ready to come back into the NBA and be on that roster. But talk about the season so far.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's one of the things. As far as wins and losses, we obviously haven't had as many wins as we wanted. But I think the big picture is, what have we done as far as development-wise, and what do you do to make the Wisconsin or the Milwaukee Bucks better, right? So I think we've had DJ Wilson. He, to start the season off, he came down and played with us while he was rehabbing. And then, you know, we've seen how well DJ's played. And we've had Dante for a little bit as he's kind of been fighting back from some of his injuries. So a lot of it's that. We've seen a lot of Christian Wood with us. He's been down with us a lot in developing and trying to crack minutes, because Milwaukee is so loaded with talent. You know, the Herd is a great option to get some of those guys minutes and prepare and get ready for whenever their numbers are called. So we've done a good job with that. We've got a lot of our two-way guys. We've had Trey Duvall and Bonzi Colson with us now a lot of games, and have been able to try to develop those guys and be a part of what Milwaukee's doing. So it's been the exciting part of it. Obviously, it hasn't equaled a whole lot of wins right now, but I think the development of those guys is what's really important, as you know, heading into playoff time, see if those guys can help get the Bucks a couple of wins.
Talk about somebody that's maybe impressed you. You had DJ Wilson. DiVincenzo came down there to rehab his injury. You talked about Wood. Who's impressed you?
Well, I think what Christian Wood has done has been very impressive. I mean, there's been 45-point games. There's been 20-rebound games. The way Christian has played has been, you know, his approach has been good. But I think a guy like DJ Wilson really, embraced what the G League was about. He took every opportunity, and there was a game at Maine where all of a sudden it just seemed like it clicked for DJ. He understood what he needed to do. The next day he was with the Bucks and he was playing significant minutes, and you've just seen his minutes continue to improve and his play continuing to improve. And I think when you look at it that way, it only takes a quick minute for the light bulb to go on in some players. And I think that road trip that the Wisconsin Herd took to Maine, Portland, Maine, kind of really, I think that light bulb finally went off on DJ. Now he's just been playing out of this world. And you know, I understand the minutes have gone down a little bit, but you never know if you're going to need him in a playoff game. You never know what's going to happen in foul trouble. And I think DJ's earned that trust from Coach Bud and their coaching staff in Milwaukee.
So I also wanted to ask you, when you get, like, mandates, I mean, do they tell you what specifically guys should be working on when they come down? Or is it just, you know, hey, just make sure they're healthy. Don't allow them to get themselves banged up or too hyped up because we want to bring them out at such and such a date?
Yeah, no, we have different lists that we should follow as far as minutes played and those sorts of things. But a lot of it is the cohesiveness and the culture that Coach Bud wants. There's open lines of communication both ways as far as what needs to get done, what should get done, what the approach should be. As far as our offensive sets and everything that we do there, is we run the same offense. Defensively, we're running the same schemes. So all of that is to make sure that when, you know, an assignment player gets kind of sent down to us progressed to us, I think it's one of those things that there's open lines of communication through all of that.
Talking with Brian Butch, assistant coach of the Wisconsin Herd. I got to touch base real quick on some Badger basketball. I mean, I'm sure you look over the fence and you pay attention to it. It's been a team that just has not been able to put just two big halves together consistently. What do you see with your former team?
Yeah, no, I definitely still have a chance to watch a good amount of them. Yeah, I've said this a lot on our morning radio show. No matter what game they're in, they're going to be in the last 4 minutes. And I'm excited. I think when we chatted last time, I said, listen, this is a second weekend team. I still believe that. What makes me super nervous about this Wisconsin team, though, is they've got a lot of options as far as who's going to close out games, but they don't have that guy who's going to close out games, whether it's Brad Davidson, Demetri Trice, Ethan Happ. You saw Khalil Iverson yesterday close out the game with a huge offensive rebound, and they give it to him on the block, and he goes and scores. So that's the scary part for me. They're going to defend, and they're going to stay in every game. But if they don't shoot the ball well, they're going to stay in every game. And that's the scary part about this. When it comes to tournament time, you never know what you're going to get. And, you know, you talk about breaking it down to the last 4 minutes of a game. You got to flip a coin. And for me, I would just love if Wisconsin had that one player that you knew was going to go get the ball and score. You know, that's what Marquette has. Marquette has Marcus Howard. Now, they're struggling of late because they're not defending Marquette. Wisconsin, at least, is defending and is keeping them in every game.
Also want to ask you about the Bucks. You know, I know you look over the fence there and watch this team as well. I know we expected this team to be good. I don't know if we expected this team to be this good, this fast. But the moves that they have made, the pieces they brought in, the veteran experience they brought in, clearly they're going for it. But how do I put this? It's not that I'm looking for an Achilles heel to this team, because we know that if you're going to push Giannis around, you're going to try to shut down the outside perimeter, this team can struggle at times. But this team's, the way they've looked, the record they have, they can compete with anybody in this league, correct?
Oh, there's no question about it. I have been around the game of basketball as long as I've had. I've always said there's usually an up and down. There's usually a stretch there where you lose three games in a row, four games in a row. There's usually a little bit of a slide. Finally, I've had to come to the realization with this team, that's not going to happen. They're just that good. Their focus, I think, is the first thing. Coach Bud has got these guys playing at a different level. Their focus has been absolutely phenomenal. I think you look at last night's game against San Antonio, yes, they lose, but the starters that he played, the minutes that he played, all those guys, they were in that to win. You know, they get in at 5 a.m. Most teams just chalk that up a loss right away. They were competitive until the last 5 minutes there, and it was, you know, somewhat of a game. So I just think this team is as good as advertised, and that's the exciting part. If you're not a Bucks fan, you better get on board, because they're going to be playing a lot of basketball here coming up, and they might even be playing into June.
You mentioned Marquette. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention them, because this is a team that was in the top 10. And we're thinking to ourselves, this is a team that's an Elite Eight. Can we dare say Final Four? And then lately, there's just been this slide. They've missed some shots. They've turned the ball over. They've had their own issues. And suddenly, it's sometimes, and you know this, when you start to try and press, it feels like you're running in quicksand. No matter how hard you apply yourself, you just start to sink, and you can't stop it. How do you stop what's going on with Marquette right now?
That's a great question. I think, you know, if you had a chance to listen to Woj's press conference after the game, I think he's starting to search a little bit as far as what to do, too, because, you know, you look at that, at least the three games prior to the Georgetown game, you had an answer. Okay, we turned the ball over. We had too many turnovers. We fixed that. We'll be all right. Well, guess what? Against Georgetown, they didn't turn the ball over, but their defense was none. They had zero defense whatsoever. So I think if you're Marquette, you've just got to break it down and be very, very simple as you head into the Big East tournament. We've got to defend at a higher level, and we can't turn the ball over. Those are the two things. You've got a playmaker in Marcus Howard, who is going to be fine. You've got the Hauser brothers. You've got Sam and Joey. I think Sam is your second best. And now the question becomes, can Joey play at a high level, or who else for Marquette is going to be that third scoring option? I think that's kind of been the question all year. Who wants to step up and be that third scorer for Marquette? I think that's going to be, you know, that's going to be how far they go. If someone steps up, they can go and win this Big East, you know, championship and you know, get into a second weekend in March. If not, they might lose, you know, the first round of the Big East championship or Big East tournament, and they might be matched up with St. John's depending on where the bracket goes. That might be their first round game. They might be one game and done. So I think they need to get some more scoring from a third option, and I think they need to just focus on defending and get back to why they've had so much success this year.
Good stuff, as always, my friend. We will chat soon. Love the program up in Appleton, and thanks for hanging out with us a couple minutes, man. Okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks. Enjoy the weather.
Absolutely. There you go. Brian Bush, one of the assistant coaches for the Wisconsin Herd, breaking basketball down throughout the state of Wisconsin. We certainly appreciate his time. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.